We continue now with Maseches Beitza, Daf Chaf Amud Aleph, two lines from the top of the page. Hahu Gavra de Amr Lu Havu Li Arba Meya Zuzei Laploni Ulunasiv Barti. Says Rashi, we're talking about a person who is making a last will and testament with Sivui on his bethnet, Mitzava Machmas Misus Haya, and he says the following. He says, please give 400 Zuzim to so-and-so, and he may marry my daughter. He should marry my daughter. So Papa says, Arba Meya Zuzei Shokul. So this person can go ahead and take the 400 Zuz. Ubarte, and regarding the daughter, Ibai Nasiv, Ibai Lo Nasiv. It's up to him. If he wants to marry his daughter, he may, but he is not required to, he is not bound to do so. And the Gemara clarifies, Taima de Amr Havalei Lo Nasiv. And the reason is because he stated this last will and testament in that specific order. Namely, first he said, give the money. And only afterwards did he say, as if to suggest almost, but he didn't state explicitly, that it was on condition that he marries my daughter. Avali Omer, if he would have said, the Nasiv Vahavulay, if he would have said, he should marry my daughter and then give him 400 zuz, so then, he Nasiv Shakil, Vilo Nasiv Lo Shakil. So then we say that the taking the money is conditional upon his marrying the daughter. But since he didn't state it in that order, the din is that he can take the money, and it's totally up to him if he wants to marry the daughter. Continues the Gemara, Yosef Miremar, V'kamalo Allah Hashmaisa Meshmei Denafshe. Miremar is sitting, and he said this particular Shmaisa in his own name, and not as formulated as a question. Rashi says, Meshmei Denafshe, V'lo Amar Lo B'Lashon Bayi. He didn't present it as a question. Elamei Eilav Amra. What was it that he said? The particular memories we saw in the previous daf. Omer, person says, Harei Alai Toda. If a person says, I accept upon myself the obligation to bring a carbon toda, my intention is that I should fulfill my obligation for bringing a carbon chagiga on Yom Tov. Or if a person says, Hareini Nazir, a person says, I'm a Nazir, v'agaleach mimos my sasheni, and the obligation that I'm going to have to go ahead and bring carbonos at the end, at the conclusion, should be, I'm going to fulfill that obligation by taking from most my sasheni. So the din is Nadur, v'eino yotze. The din is that his neder, to bring a carbon toda, is binding. However, he does not fulfill his obligation to bring a chagiga. Nazir, he's considered to be a nazir. However, in a megaleach, but he's not permitted to go ahead and take that money from Meiser Sheni. So continues the Gemara, Amalei Ravina lemeremar. So Ravina said to Meremar, Asun hochi masnisala, anan kedabai minerish lakish merab yochana masnisala. You are presenting this in your own name as sort of a davar pashut, as something which is not subject to discussion, but we learn this within the context of Reish Lakish's question as opposed to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Says Rashi, Anan kedabai minei Reish Lakish merab Yochanan masisim lo dahadal Rabbi Yochanan hachi, which Rabbi Yochanan went ahead and responded as we had previously seen. Continues the Gemara, Tani Tana kameidu Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. The following was taught before Rabbi Yitzchak bar Abba. The pasuk says, "Vayakrev esola, vayaaseha kamishpat." Says Rashi, we're talking over here about the olas yom hashmini shel miluin. This is talking about the special ola that is brought on the eighth day of the miluin, the consecration of the Mishkan. Shehitul akasav al Aaron chov liyom. That this was a special obligation that was imposed upon Aaron a kohen. Kach lecha egel ben bakor lechatos. The Torah tells us that Aaron HaKohen was to bring a special korban on the eighth day of the Miluim, again on the consecration of the Mishkan. So the pasuk says, "Vayakrev es olah," that you are to bring the olah, "Vayaseha kamishpat." So says the Gemara, "Kamishpat olas nadava." You are to follow the same mishpat, literally the same law, the same procedure as olas nadava. So limeid, from here we learn al olas chova shetuuna smicha. From here we learn that a carbon ola, which is a chova, requires smicha, the process again of leaning on the animal before bringing it as a carbon. So Amalei, he said back to him, the Amalach money. Whoever said this to you, who is he holding like? Beishamai, this follows the position of Beishamai. The lo gami shami chova me shalmei nedove. Beishamai does not automatically learn the demon of shalmei chova, of obligatory shlamin, from Shalmei Nedava, from those which are optional. The E-base Hillel came in the Gabi Shalmei Chovim and Shalmei Nedava, because if this would in fact be following the Shita Beis Hillel, who deduce, who learn the laws of Shalmei Chovim from Shalmei Nedava, Olas Chovim Nami, so when it comes to an Olas Chovim as well, Lo Tibai Kra, should not require a Pasuk, the Gami Me Olas Nedava. because they would learn this automatically from Olas Nedava, from a Korban Ola, which is brought, again, as a volunteer offering as opposed to an obligation. Says Rashi, the Amalach Mani, Hod Ishtir Krala Hafi. The fact that a pasuk is needed for this, below gamal of binyan av, the mamat sina b'nedavan, we don't learn it automatically from what's called the binyan av, from a rule of principle that is found in one place and be applied elsewhere. The mamat sina b'nedava shehi ola v'tunus smicha, just as we find by nedava, which is an ola which requires smicha, af chova shehi ola kamosa titon smicha. So too a chova which is an ola, just like a olas nedava, should require smicha. So this must be beishamai. Continues Rashi. The Amar B'Masis, and as we said in our Mishnah, V'vi'in shlamin shel yamtif shehein chovah, that a shlamim is brought on yamtif, which is an obligation, v'ein somchen aleihen, and we do not do smicha. But time am I, v'shmu, mishum de smicha b'vayikra k'siv, v'shalmei nedava. Smicha is written in Sefer Vayikra regarding what? Shalmei nedava. V'im zevach shlamim korbanah v'samach yado. Because Savri and Beishamai hold lo gamrinun chovah minedava, that we do not learn a chovah from a korban nedava. Continues the Gemara, now how do we know, says the Gemara, what is the basis for this assumption that Beis Hillel learned Shalmei Chova from Shalmei Nedava? Dilma, perhaps, may Olas Chova gamin. Maybe what? It's learned from the case of an Olas Chova, the Olas Chova Gufa Baikra. And the question of an Olas Chova itself requires a Pasuk. Says Rashi over here. Rashi is before the wide lines. Maybe according to Beis Hillel, what we do not learn chovah minadava. Ela Beis Hillel chovah mechovah gamri. Shal mechovah meolas chovah. Hilkach, and therefore olas chovah baye haikra the kamishpat liyos mafurishla. And therefore an olas chovah requires this pasuk of mishpat in order that it should be explicit. And if not, we would never have known that smicha is required either by an ola or shlomim dechova. V'hachmas nisa divrei akol hi. In which case, we could say that this particular limud is divrei akol. It's not only exclusively according to shitas beishamai. So says the Gemara, "Mai shna mi shalmi nedava de lo gamri." What is different about shalmi nedava that we would not learn from that? Shechin mitzuyin, because they are very common. So may olas chova nami lo gamri. So if that's the case, then we should say that we should also be now be able to learn it from an olas chova shechein kolil, because it's completely consumed adame mizveach, as opposed to a shlamim, which, as we've explained in the past, is partially eaten by the one who is bringing the korban. So says the Gemara, asyo mi binyanya. We learn it from both of them. Says Rashi over here, the first wide line, li ola masnisin detani tana divrei akoli. The Mishnah, the din that's being stated over here is Divrei Yaakov. Afilu Beis Hillel, Bayikra. And even according to Beis Hillel, a pasuk is needed. U'meyacher dekayim alon smicha ba'olas chova mehai kra asu, luhu shalmi chova mitravayu, mishalmi nedava u'meolos chova. Now we're saying that what? We learn the din of smicha both from shalmi nedava and olos chova. V'ma matzinu mishalmi nedava shenetu'unim smicha, af shalmi chova shehin shlamim kamosa an yitunu smicha. Just like what? Shalmei nedava requires smicha, so too shalmei chova, which are also shlamim, requires smicha. V'chi parchis malu shalmei nedava shachin mitzuyin, shachin mitzuyin, if you're going to say, aye, but what about the fact that shalmei nedava are very common, as opposed to shalmei chova? So olas chova tochiyach. So for that, an olas chova will prove she'enu mitzuyin, because it is not matzui, and yet to unas smicha. Afani avi shalmei chova. So from here we will be able to apply it to shalmei chova. Sha'afapisha inu mitzuyin, that even though they are not frequent, they are not common, yitanu smicha, they still require smicha. If you're going to say malu olas chova shachin kolil, and if you're going to say aye, but why do malu olas chova shachin kolil? It's completely consumed. Agami is beyach. Tomar b'shalmei chova she'enu kolil. You're going to apply that to shalmei chova, which is not completely burned. So for that, shalmei nedava yochichu. So for that, shalmei nedava yochichu v'chazur adin. Lower izek rizek, and the din will go back and forth. It is not completely, doesn't have all the characteristics of one, nor the other. And in this sense, we learn that the obligation of doing smicha and shalmei chova from both of them, from shalmei nedava and from olas chova. And by using the both of them as examples, so we can derive that the din should be by shalmei chova that smicha is required. So continues the Gemara, v'savi b'shamay, shamay chova lo boi smicha? Is it true, as we have been assuming, that according to b'shamay, shalmei chova do not require smicha? V'hatanya, didn't we learn in the Braisa, Amar Rav Yossi, lo nechluku b'shamay v'shilel ala smicha atzma shetzorich? There's no machlokas between b'sham v'yisil regarding the need for smicha. Ama nechluku, rather, what do they argue? Al tekef l'smicha shchita. The question is, do you require smicha immediately before the shchita? B'sham yomrim eino tzarech. B'sham I say there could be a delay, a lapse of time in between. B'sil alomrim tzarechu. B'sil say no. Tekef l'smicha shchita. It's necessary to do it right beforehand. So it says the Gemara, Hu diyomar ki haitana. And he holds like this Tana, that Tanya Amar Rav Yosi Rabbi Yehuda lo nechluku b'sham v'yisilel al tekef l'smicha shchita, that in fact the machlokas between b'sham v'yisilel is not regarding the need of doing smicha immediately before shchita, shetzarech, al ma nechluku what then is machlokas al smicha atzma. The question is regarding smicha itself. Shebisham yomrim eino tzarech, v'yisilel lomrim tzarech. That according to b'sham, smicha is not required at all in this particular situation. According to b'sham, it is.